There's so much that happens in the account of the Passion, so many elements, so many things that the Lord reveals. But one thing that always stands out to me is the impression I have of Christ, Jesus, this strong central figure. He himself has this unwavering purpose and focus. Again and again when he speaks, he's speaking to the Father. Father, let this cup pass. Father, forgive them. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And there's Christ. But then around him is this kind of swirling chaos of all these different peoples with their various motives, their actions, good, most of them bad, you know, driven by many different things. And I think those people around Christ can be kind of a mirror for us, of kind of where is my soul? What's going on with me in my following of Christ? You know, and looking at the motivations they have, maybe how do those speak to me, both of where I need to repent, but then also where God is gracing me in following Christ. There's a writer, actually a local writer named James Wilder. He wrote a great book called Joyful Journey. And to me, he says something that I think is really impactful. He says, my identity is ultimately shaped by who I love and what pain I avoid. My identity is ultimately shaped by who I love and what pain I avoid. You know, this positive reality, but also it can be a very negative reality. You know, if that love is misplaced, misprioritized, or if fear of whatever kind of pain dominates, I end up being personally and spiritually crippled. You know, maybe it's a self-love that is beyond bounds. Maybe it's an imbalanced love of things or love of people's admiration, whatever it might be. There's this pursuing after things, loving the wrong things or in the wrong order. Or maybe it's that other side, that fear and that avoidance of pain to undue lengths, fearing disapproval, fearing failure, fearing loneliness, and all these other kinds of things. These can be the deep drives often of our motives. And we need God. We need Jesus Christ to help restore and order our loves and to free us from that fear. And so looking at the Passion account, looking at all these people can be models of these different good motives and bad, and how they're being driven by what kind of loves, impelled by what kind of fears, and they can be, like I said, a mirror for us, kind of different icons to help us scrutinize ourselves. And where the Lord is calling me to grow, to repent, where the Lord is already even blessing me. So I want to just point out a few different people, kind of give a little litany for us to ponder. And you could even close your eyes if you wanted to picture the different people I mentioned. And so on one side, you know, in growing repentance, consider how the people may remind you of your own need for God to reorder your loves or free you from fear of whatever kind of pain there may be. Consider the apostles with their self-love arguing right in the midst of the Last Supper who should be the greatest. Or consider Simon Peter bold in speech but then cowardly in denying Christ, fearing what would come from that. Ponder the priests, the elders, and the scribes, bitter, vengeful, proud, but wrong, loving the esteem of others, loving their position, fearing to be shown up. Or Pilate, evasive, aloof, and simply giving into the crowd out of fear of losing his power. Or the crowd, stirred to rage and rejecting the challenge of Jesus, the kind of kingdom that he wants to bring rather than what they are expecting the kingdom of God to be, and then filled with anger and resentment about that. Or the soldiers, with such little love, just in their callous disregard of suffering of Christ and of others. Or consider those passing by and the criminal who reviled Jesus in his weakness, filled with fear at his imminent death and lashing out. And then on the other side, where our Lord is blessing us in our following of Christ, in hope and thanksgiving, consider how God has helped it to be like these people. Simon the Cyrenian, who's drawn into serving Jesus by carrying the cross, who maybe started out hesitatingly, worried about where would this path take him if he follows this criminal to be crucified, but given in the end such an incredible blessing to help carry the instrument of our salvation. Consider the women following Jesus, who mourn suffering with compassion, whose hearts are given over to those who are suffering. Or consider the repentant thief who finally placed his full trust in Jesus, knowing that nothing else would suffice. Or the centurion, praising God, exclaiming Jesus right there before his fellow Roman soldiers and all of those officials. This great moment of loving Christ when the Lord somehow touched him. Or consider Joseph of Arimathea revealing himself as a disciple in the end to this beautiful act of reverence of asking Jesus' body from Pilate. Or consider the women from Galilee who, even after the disaster of the cross, at the close of the day, even into the darkness, they still follow Jesus all the way to the tomb. And so these people, both the bad and the good, can help us see, where is the Lord speaking in my life? What is he calling me to? Because my identity is ultimately shaped by who I love and what pain I avoid. Amidst the frenzy of all of this activity, the accusations, the spectacle, the deeds, the misguided love, the fear of so many different pains that drive people in the passion, there is Jesus, the one who indeed properly loves, fully loves, all the way to emptying himself for the world on the cross, the one who even accepts tremendous pain because of that love. What the Passion reveals about him is his true identity, the one who is indeed the Son of the Father. And because he is Son of the Father, he can truly be our Savior. This Holy Week will be a beautiful chance for all of us to enter more deeply, more personally into the mysteries of our salvation, especially where I need Christ's salvation to penetrate my life more deeply. And in pondering this great work of salvation in Christ and his great love, his great perseverance, his great mercy, may we be inspired to the holiness that in the end strengthens our love and frees us from all fear.